All right, let's do an advanced edit session in Ableton Live 12 and get that old school D&B ghost note pressure really tight. Not perfect grid tight in the way pirate radio feels. Everything's pushing forward, slightly dangerous, slightly rushed, but still clean enough that the main hits smash. The core problem we're solving is this. Ghost notes are supposed to feel like motion, like airflow, but if they're loose, facey, randomly loud, or too bright, they stop being energy and start being clutter. So we're going to build a repeatable workflow where ghost hats and ghost snares sit behind the mains, but still shove the groove along. Set your tempo around 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 175 works, but 170 is a great middle ground for this lesson. Now, first move, create control points. Select all your drum tracks, group them, and name the group drums. You want one place where the kit eventually glues together. Next, create two return tracks. If you already have returns, just add two fresh ones for this exercise. Name returner room smear and return B radio dirt. The mindset is simple. Keep your source clean and controlled, and blend in dirt and haze on purpose, not by wrecking the whole drum bus. Now we'd isolate the ghost note lane. Ghost notes usually live on closed hats, rides, little top loops, and those tiny snare whispers between 2 and 4. If you're working from a break in audio, double-click the clip, turn warp on, and choose a warp mode that fits the material. Complex Pro can work, but for transient heavy breaks, beats mode is often the move. Set preserve to transient so you don't smear the hits while you edit. Then right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use built-in or transient slicing. This gives you a drum rack with slices on pads, which means you can treat the ghost slices like their own instrument. If you're already working in MIDI, do something even cleaner. Duplicate your hat track. Name one hat's main and the other hat's ghosts. Then move only the ghost notes onto hat's ghosts. The goal is non-negotiable. Ghosts get their own lane so you can time shift them, compress them, distort them, and shape them without touching the main groove. Now we handle timing. And this is where people usually ruin it. The old school feeling is microtiming. Main hits tend to be tighter. Ghosts often sit slightly late. That contrast is what creates the rushing forward illusion, without the beat actually speeding up. If your ghosts are MIDI, open the MIDI clip and select only the ghost notes. Use Live 12 folding and lane focus to keep your selection clean. Open Quantize settings, and set Quantize to 1/16 for most patterns. If your hats are insanely busy, you can try 1/32, but don't default to that. Now the key, Quantize amount is not 100, put it around 40 to 70%. You're pulling them toward the grid, not handcuffing them to it. Then add swing if your groove needs it. Start around 55 to 60% on a 16th swing feel. Once they're partially tightened, we do the pirate trick. Make the ghosts slightly late as a group. Go to the mixer and apply track delay on hat's ghosts. Start around plus 8 milliseconds. Then try plus 12. Then try plus 18. Don't decide by looking at numbers. Decide by feel. When the groove feels like it's leaning forward but the backbeat still owns the room, you're in the zone. A simple rule of thumb. Main hats can be on grid or even slightly early. Ghost hats slightly late. That creates that forward pull. If you're working with sliced audio in MIDI form, you can still do the same idea. Partially quantize the ghost slices, then use the groove pool. Drag in a classic shuffle, like an MPC 16 swing style. Apply it lightly, 20 to 40% strength. And here's an advanced move. Apply timing influence, but don't let the groove template randomly mess with your dynamics. Keep groove velocity influence near zero, and you'll sculpt velocity yourself. Now, dynamics. Ghost notes must behave like ghosts. If one hat ghost suddenly jumps out like a main hat, it breaks the illusion instantly. For MIDI, open the velocity lane. Start with target ranges just to get your hand calibrated. Main hats might sit around 70 to 110. Ghost hats usually live around 20 to 55. Ghost snares can be 15 to 45 depending on the snare tone. And here's the teacher note. You're not doing perfectly even ghosts. You're doing controlled movement. Try drawing a velocity ramp across one bar so the ghosts subtly climb, like pressure building. Then every two bars, do a mini surge and drop. That's that pirate urgency. It feels like someone riding a fader or pushing a channel on a dodgy mixer. If your ghosts are audio-based, treat loud outliers before you compress. Use clip gain to trim any random spikes first. That way the compressor reacts to groove, not accidents. Then on your ghost track, build a simple stock chain. Start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Ghost hats and tops do not need low junk, and that mod will fight your base and kick. If the ghosts are harsh, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a narrower Q. Then add the standard compressor, not glue yet, ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient still speaks. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds so it breathes in time with a 16 THS. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the louder moments. Then a utility after that to drop level. And yes, you usually pull ghosts down more than you think, often 6 to 12 dB lower than your instinct. Here's the concept to keep repeating. Ghost notes should be felt continuously, not heard individually. Now we separate transient from tail. This is where the pyrotradido vibe really happens. Crisp ticks up front, slightly smeared, crunchy air behind. On hats ghosts, add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 2 to 8, tiny moves. Crunch may be 0 to 10%, just a hair. Transient plus 5 to plus 20, depending on how dull the ghosts are. And turn boom off. Ghost hats don't need boom, ever. If the hats are already sharp and you just need some density, you can swap drum bus for saturator. Soft sign or analog clip, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Then output trim so bypass and engaged are the same volume. Match level, always. Otherwise you'll prefer the louder one and think it's better. Now, parallel smear. Go to return A, room smear. Add hybrid reverb. Use a small room algorithm. Decay somewhere around 0.25 to 0.6 seconds. Pre-delay basically none. Maybe up to 10 milliseconds. Then filter it. Low cut around 400 to 800 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. You're not making a bright EDM verb, you're making a little cloudy room air. After the reverb, put glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That flattens the reverb into a haze that sits behind the transients. Now send only the ghost hats to that return, lightly. Somewhere around minus 20 to minus 12 dB on the send is a good starting window. The mains stay punchy and dryish, while the ghosts generate atmosphere. Now we build the pirate transmission dirt on return B. Start with an EQ if you want a more broadcast-like contour. Band limit first. High pass around 250 to 400, low pass around 6 to 8K. That instantly frames it like a radio channel instead of a modern full-range drum bus. Then add saturator. Drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. After that, redux. Keep it subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Start at 12. Downsample around 1.5 to 3.0. If you go too far, it turns into video game hats. We want dodgy transmission, not chiptune. Then glue compressor at the end. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 4:1. Clamp it enough that it feels like a pinned broadcast chain. Maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Now send ghosts into this return, and maybe a touch of snare, but be careful. The whole trick is that you can automate this return for overload moments. Bump the send up during fills, or the last eighth note of a phrase, and pull it back immediately. Rare, intentional, and effective. Quick extra coach trick. If the dirt chain starts smearing into constant hiss between hits, put a gate after the distortion and redux. Light gating. Fastish release. You keep the chatter vibe, but stop it from washing out the groove. Now arrangement edits. This is where loops stop sounding looped. Every 4 bars, remove a couple ghost hits. Not forever, just strategically. That contrast makes the next bar feel faster without actually adding notes. At the end of 8 bars, and a tiny 1/32nd stutter on the ghost hats only. Then do a micro dropout. Cut everything ghosty for 1/16th right before the downbeat. That tiny gap makes the next transient feel huge. And here's a nasty, subtle pre-drop trick. Automate the hat's ghost's track delay. Over 2 bars, move it from plus 8 milliseconds to plus 16. You're pulling the ghosts back, like the groove is leaning away. Then at the drop, snap it back to plus 8. It feels like the rhythm stands up straight on impact. If you want to go even more advanced, do 2-lane ghost timing. Duplicate the ghost track. Call one ghost late and one ghost sappy. Put most 16 THS on ghost late at plus 10 to plus 18 milliseconds. Put select accents on ghost snappy at plus 0 to plus 6. It creates that drag and snap performance feel, like a human hand alternating urgency and restraint. Now we glue the full drum group, but gently. On drums, add EQ8 for cleanup. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz if you need it. If the bus is fizzy, do a tiny dip around 7 to 10k, then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1, and only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're crushing more than that, You're not gluing, you're flattening the life out of the edits. Then a limiter as safety, not loudness. Ceiling at -0.3. If it's hitting more than 1 or 2 dB regularly, don't accept it. Go back and rebalance ghosts, sends, or compression. The limiter should catch the occasional spike, not do the mixing for you. Let's cover common mistakes fast, because these are the ones that kill the vibe. Quantizing ghosts to 100% makes it stiff instantly. Making ghosts too loud makes them compete with the mains. Over-widening hats make stereo smear and mask space. Distorting the whole drum bus kills punch, so keep dirt parallel. And too much reverb on mains turns jungle into mush. Keep mains relatively dry and let ghosts carry the room. Now a couple of pro-level checks you can use as a safety system. Treat ghosts like a noise floor you can mix like ambience. Solo your mains, kick and snare, then bring ghosts up until you just miss them when muted. If you can identify every ghost hit clearly when the full kit is playing, they're probably too loud or too bright. Second, if you're hearing a hollow, papery snare when layering breaks and one-shots, that's phase. Track delay in milliseconds is great for feel, but for phase issues you need sample-accurate nudging. Zoom in and nudge the offending layer by a few samples to a few dozen samples. You'll hear the snare suddenly fill in when the alignment hits the sweet spot.